They talking about, oh, dude, he off that fent, he on that dust, he on that other shit. Only fentanyl you need to worry about is fentanyl this dick up your ass, dude, because it's happening, son. It's happening. Recognize. Hey, game recognize game, and when I'm sneaking in your fucking house at night, spreading your butt cheeks, that shit look unfamiliar, son. That shit look motherfucking twisted in the twilight, but I'm getting between it. Getting betwixt.
Betwixt in the buttocks.
They don't call me Bud Fuggler for nothing, dude. I'm the Hamburglar of fucking ass. Look out for me, dude. I'm in your supermarket.
You're the man burglar.
I'm in your local library. I'm in your fucking, your local florist shop, man. I'm in the furniture stores. I'm in the hardware stores. Ready to pounce. Ready to prowl. Fuck ass in the streets, dude.
Scream it from the rooftops.
You find me out there in a parking lot.
How would you?
Hot dog, get your hot dog. They come over. Oh, dude, hell yeah. Ice cold glizzy, dude. Warm summer day. Fucked in the ass. Got him. Hello, and thank you for listening to the Obscure Curio. I, as always, am your host, Eddie Topcoat. I am joined by my producer, Roscoe, on the ones and twos, never the threes, absolutely not the fours. And today is Tuesday, December 18th, 2023. Today I am joined by my good friend, David Noble, for our first guest episode since the return of the show. I sure hope you enjoy it. This is the free episode of the podcast. Remember to hear all episodes of the podcast, get bonus content, Discord access, and much, much more. For just $1 a month, you can go over to patreon.com/JordanEdmondson. Thank you kindly. Enjoy the show. Front, if you will, dude. I just, you don't know what you don't know. I dropped my phone, dude. We're gonna have to restart this whole podcast. All right, starting from now. Abortion, dude, what's your opinion? Cool or fun? Which one?
I don't know. It depends on what method you want to take. Downstairs, clothes hanger.
No, see, I think that's the problem. I think that stuff is not that as cool. And I think that it's cool if you can get it done professionally. But some people don't even want to get regular medical shit done professionally, which I get. Look, I get why people have skepticism in certain medical fields, especially pharmaceutical. But I think there are certain things you can trust in common medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And women seem to die less getting their abortions at a hospital than when they just throw themselves down the stairs or shove a hot poker up their butt or whatever you do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, up their butt, totally.
Did you ever see that movie Vera Drake? It had the woman who played Dolores Umbridge in the Harry Potter movies in it. It's about a real woman based on a true story. It's about this woman in the early 1900s who was doing at-home abortions for these, like, chicks who were in bad relationships prostitutes.
Was it in the United States or was it
Britain? Yeah, I think it was. It might have been Britain, but I want to say it was the United States. And basically, she does this thing where she washes like a soapy water solution up into the uterus, I guess, up the birth canal.
Mm-hmm.
And it like washes out the fetus. She does it like one time and this girl gets like kind of sick and almost dies. And she tells the husband about it or the boyfriend, abusive boyfriend. And he calls the cops and she goes to like prison. It's a pretty crazy movie.
Did it work?
But it just goes to show they were aborting way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sure.
They
didn't just abort, dude. They would stand.
I don't think abortion's a new concept. I'm sure it's been around for quite some time.
Basically, dude, if you had a baby that was fucked up, they would do post-birth abortions. They would just fucking kill the baby. Oh, this one's fucked up.
The Spartans used to do that.
Yeah, dude. In the movie, I don't know how real that part is, but they give birth to that fucking deformed one on top of the hill. Everybody's there checking to see if the baby's going to be fucked up, and when it is, they toss it off a cliff.
Yeah.
You know, in 300.
Yeah.
In the movie 300.
Yeah. So, like, sometimes if they were messed up, they would, like, excommunicate them somehow. Like,
yeah.
They'd give them to, like, some farmer out in, you know, the rural parts of the
They'd keep
area.
One around. They'd usually have every town, every little village had its, like, its lumpish brute, you know what I mean? It's a soft but giant simpleton that they would keep around to do, like, farm labor and shit, you know?
Yeah. Or they trained some of them to do, like, blacksmiths and stuff.
Blacksmithing,
like,
weapons. Anything where you got to do some heavy work,
they're
not going to complain. They'd keep one or two of them around. And it was what it was back then. They didn't know Down syndrome or autism or any of these different conditions. They just knew every once in a while one of them came out giant as fuck and couldn't talk too good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or they like had probably some physical deformities or...
Yeah, anything really
Down
back
syndrome
then.
Or, you know, whatever.
And even if they tried to let it survive, I mean, back then with nothing to help, nothing to aid.
Yeah, I'm sure that their lifespan was quite a bit shorter than what it would be in, you know, nowadays modern medicine.
But there's record of these folks living around back in the day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just they called them mongrels.
No, they called them mongoloids, right?
Well, mongoloids was
no,
a
that
term
was Down syndrome, wasn't
for
it?
For Down syndrome people, which yeah, but they would call in some places. I want to say like England and the United States, they would call like just general crazy folk the mongrels.
Yeah.
And they'd be, oh, there's the mongrels out in the street, dude, fighting over a chunk of cheese again, you know? Like, not cool, dude. But I like them. We have a place where we grew up called Carrollton Manor that's essentially like a state ward mental hospital for these folks that, like, aren't dangerous,
no.
But they are mentally deranged,
yep.
And they don't have no family or anything like that, so they live there. It's a really fucked up, dirty place, and they just let them roam around town all day asking for change and getting Slurpees at the gas station.
Or, like, they'll, you know, they used to go up to Speedway, and...
They'd be right next door to Speedway.
They'd ask for cigarettes. We'd go get them a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah,
there was
whatever,
one dude,
hot dog.
There was one dude
candy.
That would go buy us beer as long as we bought him one.
There was there's all kinds of characters. One dude, the weatherman.
Oh,
his
yeah,
name
he was cool.
Eldon.
Eldon, yeah.
And he'd always tell you what the weather was. He'd be like, hey, how you doing? You know, it's going to rain on Tuesday, but don't worry because Wednesday it's going to be nice and sunny.
Oh, he was awesome.
And
liked
it would
Eldon.
Be Wednesday and it would be pouring rain.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, thanks for the update, Eldon.
Yeah,
we never
had to worry about the weather.
Yeah, and none of them were dangerous. Like, none of them would accost you or anything like that. Regular folk that just had whatever kind of issues going on mentally, but they just sent them out to roam around.
You remember that one guy that he would ride around on that bike and he thought his bike was a Cadillac?
Yeah.
And people would fuck with him. It was kind of fucked up, thinking back on it, but people would fuck up with him saying his name was like Johnny or something.
Something like that.
But they were like, you say like Johnny ain't got no Cadillac. And then he'd freak the fuck out and start cussing people out and shit.
There were a lot of characters like that. There was a guy who wasn't one of these guys. He was just an older fella that was a little bit out of his shit, who was like actually the father of
Grandpa.
One of the cops in
town. Oh, yeah, he was the father of him, but we knew his grandson. We went to high school with him.
And this is 100% true, and like a lot of things that happen in a lot of small towns over generations. He became known as the hey, hey, hey guy. But the reason for that is, one time, so we knew his grandson. And, like, we had, as a child, from, like, being in the same apartment complex as him, I remember meeting his grandpa and, you know, whatever. And anyway, one time I see him years later. We're in like seventh grade at this point, skating downtown. And he's riding by on a bike, and I just like wave and go, hey. And he starts going, hey, 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 you effing. And he starts calling us the N-word.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep in mind, I don't think it's appropriate to say that to anybody, but we are all white. So I just don't see his reasoning for it. But he was slinging the N-word around like it was cooked sausage.
And he was yelling it, too. It's not like he was saying it like, you know, talking tone. He was yelling that shit.
So for these, you know, group of adolescent boys, it quickly became known like, oh, all we have to do is yell hey at this guy and he's going to lose his goddamn mind.
And he did.
So people would do that all the fucking time.
My mom did it.
Yeah, anybody. Like people who, generations later, like people that are in school now, this dude's not around now. But, you know.
He passed away, right?
Yeah. But however many generations up until he died, probably my sister's generation, she's like a couple years graduated out of high school. You know, kids would just drive by and go, hey, 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 hey. And this dude would flip out riding his bike. And then we had Jesus, this old dude. The rumor is that he fucking had a bad acid trip and never came down. I think he just had some sort of like catatonic psychosis, something else.
They said it was like, there was a bunch of rumors why he was the way he was, but they said it was like,
he wasn't as dysfunctional. Horse tranquilizer. But I've heard him have normal conversations before. I've seen him run into people that knew him by name, and like he would have a legible conversation with them. But he was basically a dude that dressed. He wore this huge jacket and huge baggy pants.
It was like a trench coat.
Yeah, and he wore chains all over him. And he had a big buck knife, and he had long hair and a long beard. He's a little bit older. They called him Jesus. He had a brother in town who had like a big wig job up at the steel mill or something who took care of him.
Yeah.
And like paid for his apartment downtown. Nice little place. But he would roam around town all day just walking, sunglasses on.
It didn't matter what temperature it was either. He was always wearing that jacket.
Coat. Yeah. In the middle of the summer, winter, walking straight ahead, not acknowledging anybody. Hi, Jesus. Hey, man, what's going on? Straightforward. Unless he fucking knew you.
Yeah.
But, you know. All these type of characters, I'm sure all small towns across America have their version of these type of characters.
My stepdad told me that he was a Vietnam veteran, too.
Yeah, I think the actual story is Vietnam vet, true. Yeah, he did acid and shit like that, true. But I think he had some sort of like
trauma?
Brain trauma that initiated a form of schizophrenia that caused him to be in a semi-catatonic state. Like, he was, like, apparently it was true that he wasn't, like, hallucinating or anything like that, but he was just in, like, this semi-altered mental state where he was not, like, you know, he did not interact with society much.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit, though, if, like, he just didn't like people. But, I mean,
he had a good bit about him, dude. Go down as an all-time legend in town.
Yep.
You know, which some folks, that's what they want to go for. Be the legend of their small town. And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
We have a bunch of people that are noteworthy, though. Like, there's Jesus. There was fucking the Hey 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 guy.
Weatherman. Yeah.
There was the one dude that used to ride his bike around, and he thought he had the little cop lights on his bike. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
He thought he was like a volunteer sheriff, dude. He was like a real Dwight Schrute type.
Yeah, he was like
Volunteer Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, and he'd have like police lights on his bike and stuff.
I hear like commotion going on my doorbell camera. I got a notification. I pulled it up. See, if you try to pull it up while somebody's actually out there, and this is probably its most useful feature, would be seeing somebody while they're actually in front of your fucking house. But it freezes up. Oh. Yeah, because it's recording. It's recording the whole time there's any kind of like person movement.
Probably the cats out there, man, honestly.
No, I had it turned off. I used to have it on where it would recognize animals. But like, because all these automatic settings were on it. But I turned that one off because it was going off.
Yeah, you'd get notifications all the time, yeah.
It still goes off all the fucking time because we get a lot of foot traffic in this neighborhood. I still hear commotion out there. I'm trying to click. It's not letting me watch the video. And I'm telling you, I'm getting perturbed. And I'm also getting disturbed. And I'm also getting upset. And I'm also going to punch somebody that works at Google in the fucking neck.
Is it the Blink? Is it the Blink cameras? Is that what you guys have?
No, I got the Google doorbell, fucking Google Nest bullshit. I have ADT security.
I just
security.
Heard a dog bark, too.
Yeah, I know, which makes me feel like there's some motherfucker out there.
It's probably somebody walking by or something, man.
Well, they better quit walking by. There's this one bastard who walks his dog by here about 500 times a night. And
yeah, and
he
said it's
shit.
Like weird times at night, too, like 3 in the morning. Or
it's him. It's him. It's the guy who always tries to get his dog to shit by my tree. Next time I see him with that dog, and he never picks it up.
Is it a big dog?
Nah, it's a little bitty dog, but it takes massive shits.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, dude. I mean, there's an ordinance in this town that you're supposed to pick up your dog shit. I don't want to go out there and slug.
I mean, I could understand if it was in, like, your own personal backyard that was, like, fenced or something.
That's one thing, but he's literally...
Yeah, it's like a public...
Yeah, and it's just a little patch of grass between the sidewalk and the road. But it's in front of my house. Like,
why
right
do that
at the
in front
tree.
Of, where does he live? Which house is he in?
Fucking... I see him at a house a few houses down this way sometimes, but I think he actually lives up around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Up that way. But I will go upside of his head, dude. It's not, like, here's the thing. I'm very against elder abuse. I'm against abuse of any kind.
Is he old?
He's definitely old. So I don't even want to go out there and get into it with him. But I feel like you go out and you're nice to some people. You go out too soft on them, and they don't take it seriously. So I could go out and I could be like, hey, man, happen to notice your dog be taking massive dookies out here. NBD, but if you could, like, get a little bag and scoop that up. Because that is the law around here. I'm personally not a big law guy. I don't give a shit about the law. But this one's important because people shouldn't be stepping in shit, possibly bringing bacteria into
their
homes.
Kind of like a, I feel like it's like a
health
public health thing,
issue,
yeah. And that's why.
And there's a lot of pets around here. A lot of people have dogs. If nobody picked up their dog shit, it would be fucking
that
chaos,
and there's stray cats everywhere, too. There's shit everywhere.
I have 7 stray cats that I let live on my front porch. You know what I mean? Like, it's a situation. So, yeah, it's an important one. So, like, even if there were no laws, communities would come together and they would have these, like, agreements that they all kind of, like, okay, if we're all going to live around each other and help each other do things, we got to have some agreements. Number one, don't let your dog shit all over the place. Pretty easy, you know. So, but I could go out there and just say simply, yada, yada. But then I feel like he'll think I'm just playing around. So I feel like I'm going to have to go out there and be like, hey, dude. Only gonna say it once. You gotta start picking up that dog shit,
or just don't have your dog shit in front of my house. I there's plenty of places out there.
Look, I get it, dude. I got a nice tree out there. The dog goes up. He ain't always shitting, but he does piss on it every time. He does shit. I have seen him shit there and leave the shit. That's why I'm waiting. If I see him shit and not pick it up again, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna say, hey, partner. You want to fucking die tonight? Nah.
No,
I will be fucking nice,
you're
dude.
You're probably getting a heart attack. He could be a nice old man.
I'm always nice the first time. I've talked to him. He is a nice old guy. And I get maybe he doesn't want to bend down and pick up the shit, in which case I'll say you're going to have to not let him shit here then.
What's his name, Steve?
You can let him shit at any of my not in front of my house and not in front of the two neighbors directly on either side of me because I know them the best and like them. That's, Olivia. And her grandma lived right over there. These people over here who had the original cat, like them. If you want to let them shit down yonder.
Are you talking about the ones with that cool deck?
Yeah, I love that deck, dude.
That's
I want to do a similar thing on our side patio at some point. Make a fucking door right here out of this window. Yeah. Walk out onto the deck, pull my cock out, take a shit.
Are you going to clean your shit up?
Hell yeah, dude. I always poop in a bag, even at home. I'm pooping in a bag right now, dude. Poop in a bag.
Pee bottles,
poop bags. When I'm driving down the road and I have to poop, what do? I pull out my poop bowl. I keep a poop bowl in the car.
Do you?
Yeah, Tupperware.
I got like a poop, what are those things called? A funnel?
Envelope? A poop manila envelope. That's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Could you imagine getting mailing that to somebody?
Yeah, no, that's terrible. Doing shit to someone, like having a poop at them, is fucking fucked up, dude. That's one of the things that pissed me off the most. I tell you this, dude. The only Okay, I'm not going to say the only time. One of the times I was the angriest, but it did not culminate in actual fist fight in jail when I thought I was about to risk it all.
Somebody pooped on you?
No, I went in my bunk. There was a few dudes hanging out in there, and I looked onto my bunk, and there was what appeared to be a human shit just resting right in the middle of the bunk with some moisture. And I immediately started going ape shit, dude. I fucking locked the door behind us. Like, during daytime, the cells stay open, and you got a big shared day room.
And yeah, yeah. It's so, like, they got the TV and the tables and all that.
There
yeah.
was, like, six of them in there. I just shut the fucking door, and I said, I need to fucking know. Is that a human shit on my bed? Is that? And they were all dying fucking laughing, and I'm getting so red because I'm like, that's next to sexually assaulting them. Taking a shit on somebody's bed in jail.
Yeah.
Like, basically the biggest fucking...
Fuck you.
Yeah, fucking pulling your hoe card type of
Yeah,
move.
And you can't act like a bitch. You had to confront them.
So I'm like, I need to know. And I'm like, is it a human shit, guys? And they're laughing. They can't breathe laughing, dude. Like, they're fucking crying laughing. And I'm like, I need to know if it's a human shit, y'all. And one of the dudes reaches down and picks it up.
And that's a fake one?
I'm like, it can't be a shit. If he's picking it up, it can't be a shit. And I start to calm down. It's still, though, in his hand, it looked like a real shit.
Yeah.
Bro, they made this out of brown paper towel. They took brown paper towel and coffee. That instant coffee in there, if you mix it up with just a tiny bit of water, it turns into like a brown paste, yeah. almost like a syrup.
Yeah.
And they smeared that on it for color, let it soak in. And, I mean, this thing looked like a... They had the lumps in the right spots. I mean, I hate to talk about shit for the first fucking 20 minutes of the podcast.
That's funny, though.
It was fucked up. I mean, I laughed afterwards. I was like, the pure craftsmanship of it.
Yeah, you were,
The pure
yeah.
craftsmanship of it. It looked better than any turd I've seen in a movie.
Yeah, but in there, if you have nothing but time, people are going to come up with some crafty shit.
But I was like, all right, we got to get out of here. So we had to get the, you know, you have to fucking beat on the door, get some people's attention out there. Of course, there's people, like, already, like, trying to peek through the hole and see what the fuck's going on.
Oh, because you were
like,
yelling?
Why did they slam themselves in there fucking 7 deep?
Yeah.
And I was yelling, is that a shit? But, yeah, so, you know, they had to get the guards to fucking...
Did you figure out who did it?
Yeah, it was one of the dudes in there. Fucking David's son. I ain't gonna say his last name.
Yeah.
Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'm going to leave that all that first beginning in or not. I figure we'll go kind of long. But yeah. We are here with David Noble.
Again.
You know, if you're just dropping in. Again, this is your what? Third or fourth time on the podcast?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm in person this time, though.
Yeah, I haven't posted that one that we did on Zoom. I think I might make just that whole podcast a Patreon episode.
Maybe.
Make this the free audio episode.
Yeah.
Because I got video to the Zoom one. The audio got a little fucked up. I accidentally let it record my webcam audio, not my microphone. So I was pretty upset. Yeah, you know, it'll naturally, the webcam has a mic. It's obviously not good, but it'll by default, while it's using the webcam, want to use that.
It's an older webcam, right?
I bought that thing in like 2020. I started streaming on Twitch in like, I want to say, fall of 2020. Maybe 2021, but yeah, it's a few years old by now. I've got a nicer camera. I even bought the shit to use it as a webcam, but I've never set it up.
Yeah.
I've got the, like a Canon T7i or something like that. It's a decent camera. It's not like cutting edge, but it's...
It'll do its job.
Shoots pretty good quality shit, and it works as a webcam, but I've never hooked it up and tried it. I bought this little like video card to do it.
I think there's like a... They're trying to make this new thing for GoPros to where you can set them up as webcams, too.
We got to stop shaking. I was just doing the same thing. Just fucking shaking the hell out of the... Talk directly into the mic. I feel like, is this loud enough, y'all? Can y'all hear us well? There's nobody listening.
Yeah, there's nobody listening, but...
But,
I mean, I'm pretty close to it.
GoPros are nice, dude. The streaming mode on them, on the newer ones, they're a nice camera, man. For the price, you can do, like, quite a few things outside of using it as an action camera.
I mean, I have a GoPro.
I have a GoPro Hero 1, and it's fucking 5 years old. It shoots in 1080p. 1080p is, like, bottom of the barrel high definition.
Yeah, but it
you
still
know
looks
mean?
Good
But it's
that.
Still, to me...
I have the Hero 9.
4K does look like you can tell a difference between 4K and HD.
Mine shoots in 4K.
But it still fucking looks good, in my opinion.
Yeah. They also have a new one out now, and it's got like a stabilizer thing on it.
Hell yeah.
And it's, I forget what it's called. It's like it's a big GoPro, though. It's like, I don't know. It's probably about the size of that one. Maybe a little bit bigger than that.
They only but it's called like
the
Go.
It's called the GoPro Max.
The old one is that there's not a screen on it. You can't watch your shit back, make sure everything's going swimming.
But there's an app for that now.
This one can't connect to shit. You gotta just
You upload it with a cord onto your computer.
You can do that or take the SD card out, which is what I usually do.
One, the adapter.
Yeah, my old computer had the plug in for the small one. This one's got one. No, I don't even think this one has one.
Yeah, there's like, I bought my GoPro, I was in Japan, 2021.
You bought it over there?
Yeah, and
straight from the source, huh?
No, I'm pretty sure GoPro's American. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're assembled somewhere else. Maybe American owned. But
that don't mean shit to me.
No.
They're probably made in fucking some underground fucking cave facility. In fucking Thailand.
Yeah. Or Vietnam. Those are the two big ones.
Let me Vietnam. Hit the peach, dude. Hit this fucking mango bango Tropicana twango, dude.
Mango bango Tropicana twango, huh?
You like to turn that air all the way off and just suck hard flavor.
You get a drag off of it.
You get a drag, but it kills it way quicker. That ain't bad. I like the high airflow. Smoother.
Yeah, I mean, it's lighter, too.
Well, I never did smoke light cigarettes. But with the vape, too big of a hit. That's why I never liked the mods and the older vapes, anyway. Is they hit fucking different. But a light, the arid hit of one of these newer type of vapes is more similar to a cigarette sensation-wise in your lungs, I feel like.
I will say, though, I hit a cigarette not that long ago, and I don't know how in the fuck I smoked for as long as I did, because it was the nastiest shit.
In March, I'll have a year without even hitting a fucking cigarette. I quit. I stopped buying them in October of last year.
I remember, because that was like your guys' wedding resolution, because I remember Honest, you know.
Yeah, saying. I stopped smoking them regularly by December, but I was still hitting one probably every other day up until about March. I hit my last one. I smoked just a couple drags off of buddies at work in March. That was the last time I smoked one.
Damn.
And I haven't even really wanted one, dude. Knock on wood, it hasn't really smacked me yet.
But I never really wanted one either.
The vapes are fucking mad addictive, dude.
I think they're worse than cigarettes.
Yeah, because of the convenience. At least, I say at least, cigarette smoking became really inconvenient by the end there, having to always go outside, which now I realize that's the move. I hadn't smoked inside, you know, in most places in a long fucking time anyway. And you realize why that's a good move. Cigarettes stink up the place anyway. Never mind the carcinogens and secondhand smoke. But being able to hit the vape pretty much anywhere. It is easier on the lungs, though.
It is.
It's like, you know, I can feel a difference.
Well, there's not tar in it.
Yeah, there's I'm not coughing like, shit up.
There's not like, you know, all the rat poisoning shit in there, the tar.
If I had to guess, your body probably has an easier time processing the residue left over from vapor than it does tar left over from smoke.
Well, yeah, because it sticks to your lungs, dude. It's literally a goop.
I'm not going to look this up. You'll have to do it yourself. But if I'm not mistaken, the first long-term study, because vaping hasn't been a thing for maybe 15 years now since the first e-cigs came out, first long-term study, I think over 10 years, about the side effects of vaping on people who have never smoked or vaped and against people who were switching from cigarettes to vape and all of that shit. It seemed like the long-term adverse health effects seemed to change drastically in under a year for like 90% of subjects. like lung capacity greatly improved, blood pressure went down, all that sort of stuff. You're still getting the nicotine, which is a stimulant. It does, the nicotine still causes a surge in blood pressure, a little surge of energy and all that stuff.
Well, there was that one thing they were talking about, like that popcorn lung shit.
Yeah, and I think that had more to do with the type of oil they were using. They were using an oil that's combustibility was fucked up or something like that, so it left a thicker kind of residue on your lung that would bubble.
Yeah.
It would, like, bubble and harden like a fucking, like a chunk of resin.
Yeah.
And, yeah, popcorn lung. Not good. But the newer shit, you know, I don't know how regulated it is, but you can kind of feel a difference. And yeah, it's not fully quitting, but I do think this is better even than like the pouches and shit like that. Cause like, anytime I use the pouches, I get like my gums get irritated.
Are you talking about like dip pouches? Or are you talking about like Zyns?
Like the as far as the the fucking smokeless alternative Zyn and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the fucking little powdery type of shit. That's not exactly. And you know, snus and dip and all that shit hurts my gums and lips less. I dipped for a while, for a year or two. But, yeah, dude. You open blood vessels all along. That's all your gums are. So, like, yeah, it's going to fucking... Yeah, I think the negative effects hit even more quickly doing it that way than smoking.
Like the Zyns and stuff, those things used to get me lightheaded.
Yeah, they made me nauseous.
Yeah.
I'll quit the vape, too, eventually, dude. You know, I got it in me. Yeah. I've learned how to quit shit.
Yeah.
But right now, I like it. I've only been off, like I said, cigarettes not even a year. So I'm giving myself plenty of time, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we did smoke for quite some time, man.
Yeah, I smoked for like 15 years.
Yeah, I started when I was like 15 and stopped like...
Let's see, if I stopped when I was 33,
I stopped buying cigarettes.
I started when I was 15,
I don't think
so 18 years.
I haven't had a pack of cigarettes in, I'd say, 3 years.
I hadn't bought a pack since 2019.
Well, I know that, but, like, I haven't even had tobacco or any, like, I haven't had, like, my own tobacco.
I was rolling them from 2019 to 2022, I was rolling them filterless, just rollies. So that was, like, pretty damaging, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, there was no filter. I mean, which the filter didn't help that much, but...
I think that raw tobacco was, like... Anytime I smoked a filtered cigarette after I was on rollies, they tasted so chemically. Like, the only shit that didn't taste super chemically were, like, the good menthol cigarettes, like Kools and Newports.
Well, you had, like,
And I wasn't even smoking menthol anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had, like, the, what was that stuff that Henry used to smoke? It was
the
roll-up.
He would use American Spirit. I smoked Bugler. American Spirit, the cigarettes suck. I think they're packed too tight, but their rolling tobacco is good. It's a little moist, but all rolling tobacco, I think, comes a little moist.
Well,
wasn't
there another one called, like, Beech Nut or something like that?
Beech Nut's a chewing tobacco.
Well, there was another one, rolling tobacco.
There's Gambler.
There's one that he used to get, and it wasn't
Kentucky's best.
It wasn't a common one.
I don't know, but I liked the Bugler. That was the good shit. But it tasted like tobacco. It tasted the way tobacco smells. I think Marlboros and Camels and shit, they had like a chemical element to them.
Oh yeah.
That I just couldn't. I never noticed. I smoked fucking. I think I started with Marlboro Smooths. Tried Camel Crushes for a while. Went to Marlboro Milds.
Marlboro Milds are probably the better one.
Then Marlboro Menthol Blacks. And then after I quit heroin, I switched to Reds. I was smoking Camel Reds, and then I switched to Newport Reds.
Newport Reds were cheap.
Yeah, and then I switched from those to the rolling tobacco.
Newport Reds were like my go-to for a couple years. Like
yeah.
When I was living in
Louisville. They were a good cheap cigarette. But even those, once I quit, you know, once I switched to rolling them and I went back to a red, even those tasted kind of, it wasn't so chemically on those, it just tasted like burnt, like the tobacco was already burnt.
It's just like for me, every time I smell a cigarette or like last time when I tasted it, it literally tasted and smelled like a fucking ashtray to me. And I was like, this is gross. I was like, I don't know how in the hell I did this shit for however many odd years I was doing
it. Yeah, same. And what's great about where I land on the autism spectrum is that I have my, like, I have that favorite thing. I have my, like, I'll eat the same meal for, like, months at a time every day. I like the one thing. So, like, now that I like vaping, cigarettes just don't appeal to me anymore. They smell terrible. They taste terrible. Even when I'm next to somebody smoking one, the it's like, it's not good. It stinks. I hate it.
I can smell it from a mile away.
I don't want it.
I went to the store today with my mom, and there was this dude that walked beside me, and he was a bigger guy, and he had not, like, a strong body odor, but he had, you know, some. But I could smell that, but also the, like, smell of cigarettes was just overwhelming everything else. Oh, yeah. I had to, like, walk in a different aisle. I couldn't do it.
Dudes will come in from work after smoking a cigarette on their break, and it's just like, whew, so fucking strong, dude.
Yeah,
it's all, like, in their jacket and shit now from where it's cold. And they come in, it just wafts everywhere. I'm like, damn. I can't believe I used to smell like that all the time.
Yeah, there's this one dude I knew back in North Carolina when I was stationed. He was working with me. He was in the same shop. And he had a daughter, like a little baby. And every time he would go outside to smoke, he would put a leather jacket on so that when he came back in, he didn't smell like smoke when he was holding his daughter.
Bro, the smell of cigarette smoke on a leather jacket does smell pretty decent, though. I used to love the smell of cigarette on leather in general. I remember I would, dude, when I first started smoking, I would, like, blow smoke onto my leather wallet and smell it and then chew on it. I would chew on the corner of the leather and, like, I don't know if it's the dye in it or whatever, but this, like, bittersweet kind of, like, flavor to, like, chewing on leather. I don't know if you've ever chewed on it.
I've chewed on leather before, but, yeah.
Yeah, there's this little shit that comes out, dude.
It's like a little,
I call it cow skin cum. That's what I call it. I mean, sweet nectar, dude.
Cow skin cum?
Yeah.
That makes no sense, though.
It comes out of the cow skin.
Right, but I feel like I mean,
so how
it's
does
a
it
totally
not make
different
sense?
Consistency, right?
It doesn't have. That's like, we're not drawing this fucking metaphor from the consistency alone
of cum
or leather juice.
Yeah.
Well, dude, think about pussy cum.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're not talking about jizz alone here. Sexist asshole.
I'm talking,
dude,
about male cum.
Male cum, dude.
You know, baby
when you
batter.
Get mailed it in the post.
Baby batter, baby
no post
gravy.
On Sunday. Right you are, Harry. Right. No post on Sunday. No bloody cum in an envelope today. Hey. Blah, blah, blah.
Where's my owl?
Oh. 36, but last year there were 37 presents full of cum.
9 3/4.
9 3/4. That's how full I want this jar of cum. That's Dudley Dursley. Obsessed with cum.
Oh, God. I think my favorite part of, like, that whole series was, like, towards the end of the series, Dudley started warming up to Harry. Like,
yeah.
He was like, okay, he's not, you know.
In the second
one. We treated him like shit.
In the second one, when Ron breaks his wand on the Whomping Willow tree.
Yeah.
And then he tapes it together and it's all fucked up and he accidentally blows his dick off.
Yeah.
I love that
part. I like the part where Hagrid gave him a pigtail.
He goes, "Eat slugs, Malfoy," and then the spell backfires and his dick just gets obliterated, blows clean off. And they don't put it in the movie. It's only in the books. That's my favorite part.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, did you hear about the Harry Potter series that they're making?
Yeah, they're on HBO.
Apparently it's more in line with the books too.
Yeah, dude, I would have been stoked for that years back, regardless of, you know, the fact that J.K. Rowling went, like, pretty fucking nuts and weird. I just kind of am not into it as much. Because I was like, I'm always like, for the most part, I can separate an art from an artist to an extent, depending on how involved that artist fucked upness is in their work. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, because some of that shit does translate over, just depending on.
Well, I'll give you an example. Like, Morrissey from The Smiths, controversial individual, said some kind of racist, right-wing shit in the past. I can still listen to his music because I don't think that thing comes through in a lot of the songs. But Brand New, okay, dude did a shitload of raping, okay, Jesse Lacey, lead singer. So now when you listen to their songs, which all have like a lot of their songs have sexually explicit undertones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their breakout song, Sick Transit Gloria, is about a dude losing his virginity to a prostitute. So like everything's, but there's, you know, another song on that album called Me Versus Maradona Versus Elvis, which is about him like taking home this very drunk girl from the bar and like plowing her, giving, you know, and leaving. So once you realize that this dude was doing a bunch of rapes, all these like sexual songs, I can't listen to them anymore. I legitimately have not listened to Brand New. And it's not like I throw it on and I'm like, I hate this dude, I can't believe it. But it just has not appealed to me, and I haven't put on their music since like 2018 when I found that out.
Yeah, I didn't know that till now.
Because now you listen to it and you're like, damn, this.
So he actually did like sexually assaulted women and
shit? Yeah, it seems like a bunch of accusations came out, and the only thing that was ever said then and since, like, he put out one statement that was like, basically like, yeah, I done it, and I'm sorry, I'm fucked up, I'm seeking help. I haven't heard nothing about it since from him, but a lot of the accusations are...
Wasn't he on drugs really bad, too?
I think he was an alcoholic, probably drugs, too. I went and saw him once in 2007, when I think...
I remember that, because you guys went down to Berea to see him, right?
Yeah, I want to say The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me had just come out, which I think was probably their best-selling album. But it might not have even been out yet. We went to, not Berea, they were playing in Moorhead, at Moorhead State.
Yeah, and he said that he couldn't even, like, do a full set.
They were opening for Dashboard Confessional, and I thought when they came out, we were sitting kind of far back. They started playing their first song. I thought it was just like some local opening band. That's how like off the song was, like vocally and
his. Oh, you didn't even realize it was Brand New?
Yeah. So, yeah, they were smashed. And that was way back in 2007. I think the accusations came out in 2016 or 17. So who knows? But, yeah, with Harry Potter, it's like, I've seen analysis of Harry Potter that kind of points out some sort of racist or just like weird undertones. I'll give you an example. Won't spend too much time on it, but the house elves thing. You have all the possibilities that exist in a magical world, and there's a race that exists purely to be the slaves of another race.
Even like Sirius, even Sirius Black's family had one. I forget his name.
It's
like
Creature.
Creature, yeah.
Yeah. So like, and then Hermione's the only person that really advocates for him, and everybody makes fun of her, and even the elves themselves.
I'm pretty sure
seem
Harry did
like
too,
subservient.
Though.
He like played along with it, but even he thought she was a little bit overboard. But yeah, just little shit like that. But that's not the main reason. It's just like now that I'm older, it's less appealing to me.
Yeah.
I still have nostalgia for it and shit. I mean, I have a damn Harry Potter tattoo, but I probably will get it covered up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have that tattoo, though.
And I don't want to give J.K. Rowling more money. But the thing is, like, I already have a subscription to HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I might try the show. It's going to be years before it comes out. I might lose 2% of interest.
I'm pretty sure she sold... that franchise, though. I know she gets royalties off of it, but...
I mean, I don't think it's sold, no.
I don't think she owns it anymore.
Give it a goog, dude. I'm pretty sure she still does. But either way, it's just, it's not for me so much anymore. So, I don't, like, purposefully try to steer clear of it. I still have the Harry Potter books in my house, but, like, you know, I haven't read them in some time. Last time I read them was in prison. I read them. They were some of the only books that were in the small library there. And there were pages torn out. Luckily, I fucking have read them so many times, I just remember them. You find anything over there, bud?
Yes, so Warner Brothers Entertainment owns the production rights to the franchise.
Right.
While Rowling owns the intellectual property rights... And the Warner Brothers CEO has mentioned that he'd like to dive back into the Harry Potter franchise and work on some new movies.
The word
this
was...
This was posted in March 2023, so this is pretty recent. Yeah,
so she still owns the intellectual property rights. They've owned the TV and film rights, but either way, she's making mad money off of it, and...
She has been for years.
I'm pretty sure there's an HBO series coming. They talked about it.
No, they are making it. They're probably filming
like
it right now.
I've seen, casting talks. But when I was younger, when they were maybe four movies in, I was like, dude, a long-form television series would be the best way to do this. Would be the best way to do any book, because then you could play it out exactly as it is in the book.
Right, and you're not going to spend, 6 hours in a freaking, watching a damn movie.
Right. You can give a book like Game of Thrones, and they change shit. I imagine they'll do the same thing with Harry Potter for, like, surprise and shock
value.
I think... But they did it with Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
They
did
it with
their source material, and they expand out the actual events over seasons so they can go into it in depth.
Yeah, and I think that's where Harry Potter should have been. I think Lord of the Rings should have done the same thing.
They did do a series, but it wasn't.
It's called
the original.
Rings of Power. Yeah. It's on
Amazon.
Amazon, yeah. I watched it. It actually is not that bad, but.
I heard a lot of bitching about it, but people.
It takes place before. So it takes place like Sauron, the evil king, how he was created.
Well, there's other books that fill in lore for the Lord of the Rings universe, like the Silmarillion and shit like that I'm pretty sure they drew context from, but. Most of the general public loves remakes, extra content, using intellectual property that already exists without having to make something wholly new. I'm not a big fan of it. A lot of people aren't a big fan of it just because of, they switch races and shit like that. I don't even care about stuff like that, especially when it's a fictional character. You can make Harry Potter black, Chinese, Down syndrome. I don't give a fuck. He's not a real person.
Right.
Now, if you're doing a movie that's about fucking... Martin Luther King or fucking JFK, a real historical person, I think you should do your best to find somebody that looks like that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like the dude that played, for instance, the Elvis movie that's, came out last year.
Did you like that movie?
I never watched it.
I hated it.
I don't like Elvis.
I'm not an Elvis fan either. All he did was steal a bunch of black musicians' songs
and sleep with underage girls.
Bang underage girls, yeah, and eat a bunch of cheeseburgers and do pills. That part of his lifestyle ruled, dude. Eating tons of great food and doing drugs is sick. Do that all you want, but don't bang underage girls and don't steal music.
I'm pretty sure Priscilla, his wife that he had, was underage when he married her.
Yeah. This movie that Sofia Coppola is doing called Priscilla about her is apparently does not paint Elvis in the kindest light. When I first heard they were making the movie, I was like, why make a movie about this?
Well, I mean, that's kind of weird, though, because I'm pretty sure that she was still married, or they were still together when he died.
Yeah, they were. And
but
like,
he used to cheat on her all the time.
The granddaughter's around, and she doesn't want Elvis portrayed in a negative light. But it's like, you don't have to go out of your way to make these people look like dickbags, but you do have to paint the picture that, look, the times might have been different, but the idea that people didn't know that what they were doing was morally objectionable, I think is ridiculous.
Like another example, Jerry Lee Lewis, same shit.
Yeah, he banged.
But I think he had some
he
had some mental shit going on too, though. Jerry Lee Lewis was fucked up.
I'm sure all these dudes did. But you just got to look at paint the whole picture. You don't even have to paint it in a certain light. Just let the people decide. Tell him the truth that he seduced a young, underage, barely pubescent girl when he was in his mid-20s, when he had all the pussy on earth available to him.
Yeah,
That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep that in mind. I think it's weird.
Same thing with Jerry Lee Lewis. And the weird thing about him was it wasn't just an underage girl. It was his cousin.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, dude, of Aerosmith, who's
still around and beloved. He took a 14-year-old girl on tour with him. He, got parental rights signed over to him by her parents so that she could travel over state lines with him. Married her.
Was that Liv Tyler's mom?
No, I think that was another random teenager that he banged in his mid-20s. That I just don't get the appeal of. I just don't get... the appeal when you have...
I mean, there was a lot of rock stars that were doing that shit too, though.
Women are, I think, unquestionably at their hottest between 27 and 33. Some women, it goes beyond that, up to their 40s.
Yeah.
And I think women look gorgeous at all ages, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, if you're talking raw data. So if you're a star that is, like, 27, 28 years old, and you have chicks in that age range, like, of the like tens all day long throwing it at you, but you seek out a little girl that knows nothing of the world that you can manipulate and control and do all this weird shit to, you're a fucked up individual. I don't care what kind of fucking, oh, you ain't nothing but a hell no. Who's sucking egg, dude? That's what I got to say about Elvis. He can suck an egg.
I agree.
That's my hot take.
I agree.
I'm sorry that I'm against pedophilia, dude. I'm sorry.
It's crazy, too, because some cultures around the world, it's
they're still into that shit.
Well, that, but it's for them, it's socially acceptable, too, which is weird. Yeah,
I look at kids, and I'm like, they're not ready for anything in the world. Don't have sex with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the limit of, like, I think once a person is over the age of 25, because your brain really doesn't stop developing until you're in your like mid to late 20s. Once you're over the age of 25, then it's fair game. If you want to be in a, you know, if somebody that's 50 wants to go after a 25-year-old, I don't think that's that crazy. Once you're both full-formed adults, but the difference in like life experience is like notable and weird. Like I've dated girls considerably younger than me, not considerably, but like 2 or 3 years younger than me. Anna is like 4.5 years younger than me. And there's like a gap there in just like shit I've brought up. I don't think it was her. Maybe. I just don't want to put her down in this way. But I want to say she didn't know what Columbine was. Just like basic shit like that. She'd heard of other mass shootings, but she didn't know of that like early one.
Yeah, that was like the first really, really big one.
Yeah,
it was like that, and then Sandy Hook was after that, and then...
Well, Sandy Hook was, I think, after, either when we were in high school or after we graduated. Columbine was in, like, 97 or 99.
I remember that. I was a really little kid, but I remember it being all over the news, because my grandparents were always watching the news.
Yeah, it was fucked up. But, yeah, little shit like that, and I couldn't imagine. I'll say this, man, when I was in rehab when I was 24, I messed around with a girl who was 19, so that was, like, a full five-year age gap. It was like the biggest age gap, and we had so little in common. Only music. She happened to like older punk rock and post-punk and like goth shit like I did.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing. And some of the same like type of TV shows. She liked like Eric Andre and Adult Swim shit.
Yeah.
But like no, like none of the same life experience. She also like, to be fair, grew up extremely wealthy. So... that was like a weird thing too, but that's the one that I got kicked out of rehab and you know, had the choking incident with, but
yeah,
not gonna go into all that. She was cool though, but yeah, I couldn't imagine like why you would even like even hanging out with younger people. Like there's a bunch of people,
me and Vivica are, we're pretty, as far as like our childhoods were obviously totally different, but like as far as like the interests that we have, they're very, very similar because she's only 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
She's literally a little bit less than 2 years younger than me.
I feel like if you guys were like around, if at least in high school at the same time, even if you were junior, senior, I feel like you were the same era. If you were born within like 4 or 5 years of each other, I feel like same era, it fits. I hang out with like a lot of younger people, the guys in the band, a bunch of people at work. I can get along and stuff, but there's just huge gaps in, like... And there's younger people that are, you know, have more historical knowledge than others and things like that, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's hard to me, too, because even with, like, you know, my wife, I'll bring up a band that we'd listened to back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to listen to a lot of stuff we did, like MCR, she knew,
Anna, too, yeah. She was into some of those type of bands.
Yeah, like, Bavika was into
Take
that.
Back Sunday.
Yeah, she knows who all those are, but, like, there was bands, like, she didn't know, like, she didn't know who Cheetos was.
She knew Cheetos. She didn't know Circus Survive, and she loves them now. It's like one of her favorite bands. Yeah. Now. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Circus. She didn't know Circus Survive either. There was another one, too.
You didn't know any of...
What was that stupid band? Oh, Lips Like Morphine. Kill Hannah.
Kill Hannah.
Yeah. Like I was like, you've never heard this song?
I don't remember that shit.
She was like, no. And I was like, this was all over the radio.
Didn't they also have that song, Coin Operated Boy?
Yeah.
That was a good song, yeah. Dude.
They were weird looking, though.
Yeah,
like the dude had like stripes and shit on his face.
I liked all that type of shit for that era, but yeah, there's little shit. There's bands that she was into that I'm not. Like she was more of the Escape the Fate into Falling in Reverse era.
Yeah, so shit. Like I left the scene before Falling in Reverse was ever big, and then what was the other one? Breathe Carolina.
Yeah, that's another one she likes a lot.
Yeah,
I
like
didn't even tell you one of their songs. No hate on them.
No, me either. But
she
that
likes
was like
some newer shit. That she got me into, because I haven't listened to screamo or metalcore heavy shit at all in years. And she turned me on to like Lorna Shore, Turnstile, fucking.
I've heard of Lorna Shore
loose,
before.
All
yeah,
this
what
Knock
Loose
Knock
is.
Loose
is
Bucks,
yes,
dude,
they do.
And Kentucky Homeboys, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. But, well, I mean, look at Kentucky, we had some good metal bands, dude.
There's another awesome hardcore band out of Oldham County, Kentucky called Surfaced. For your listeners out there, look them up. They also fuck. They're badass.
Do you remember Sea of Treachery?
Sea of Treachery, yeah. They did like a reunion benefit show, I think, because one of the members died or something. Just here.
They're from like Covington, right?
From Covington/Cincinnati. Yeah. There was a...
I remember Release the Serpents. That was my favorite song by them.
Yeah, Release the Serpents. That song was fucking badass.
Yeah, that shit fucked.
There was a...
Hard.
What was the one from Lexington? My ex, like... Was
Emerosa?
Emerosa. And then there was another one from Louisville that wasn't as big. They were like a screamo band called...
Rose Funeral?
No. They were like...
I'm pretty sure they were from...
hard as fuck.
Yeah,
I don't think they were from Louisville, though.
I'm pretty sure they were.
No, this band was called Emmanuel. No.
Oh, yeah, I remember Emmanuel.
And was it Emmanuel? I want to say that was it. They had a song called New Violence.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah. I want to say that was their name. Or Ezekiel.
The other day, I was... I have a lot of, like, our old stuff on my playlist on my phone. And the other day, I was... driving down the road, and shit, what was it?
Oh, fuck. Beef Glibbington by the Swahili Boys.
Yeah. God dang, dude, who was it, man?
I don't know.
I'll
tell you who else.
Oh, Attack Attack.
Oh yeah, Attack.
That's what it was.
I like that song, Stick Stickly.
Stickly was the shit.
That song was all right. That was into the more like MySpace core type of era.
It was, but it was kind of sick.
Yeah,
it was sick.
I mean, we played that shit, and then we did like we had what would you call it? Like a hardcore metalcore type of band, Dead White Girls.
Yeah,
and
Sky Eats Airplane was a good one.
They were good, yeah. But yeah, all that shit was fucking sick, dude. I liked it. I just haven't listened to it in a long time.
It's starting to come back a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's having its resurgence, which is crazy because I feel like it wasn't that long ago. I also feel
it
like
really wasn't, if you think about it.
People's idea of what emo and that type of scene, the MySpace scene type of shit was.
I hated...
Because they put bands like Papa Roach and Hollywood Undead and like fucking Seether and shit in with the emo shit.
So
and
I could maybe see Hollywood Undead, maybe.
But
the
that
other
shit
ones
sucked.
No.
That Hollywood
no, I didn't,
Undead is
I didn't
whack,
like them
dude.
At all. I
whack
didn't like them
shit.
At all. I'll tell you another band that I could not stand, even back in the day, was Good Charlotte. I couldn't stand them.
That was more of like the pop punk.
It
era.
Was more pop punk, but we listened to pop punk too,
yeah,
and like Blink 182 and all that shit.
Yeah,
but I couldn't get behind Good Charlotte, dude.
No
I couldn't
effects,
do it.
Bad Religion. All
I don't
that
think that
shit.
No Effects is really
I think they're
pop punk, though.
I think they're closer to classic pop punk rock, but I consider them pop punk.
I think
with No Effects, though. I know a lot of people don't like them.
I like No Effects.
I dig No Effects. I like all that shit. Dude.
Yeah,
fucking Rancid.
Rancid
you know.
Was tight.
What'd they have? Operation Ivy before that. That was fucking. All that shit slaps. Mainly, I've been listening to older shit, but I've trying to been. It's all older. I've been trying to pepper in some newer and some like childhood faves. I listen to like 5 AFI albums all the way through October. Like from AFI. The AFI EP, All Hallows EP, Black Sails in the Sunset.
That'll never get old. Sing the Sorrow. They'll never get old.
Nah, I still love that shit. Their new music
is good. Listen to Green Day from time to time.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I'm waiting on another Blink single to drop. Didn't care for that first one. Didn't care for the new Green Day single.
I didn't really like.
It's just Blink overproduced. Man.
I didn't like Blink 182's new album.
I like instruments. It doesn't even have to be. It can be electronic instruments. It can be keyboard, synth, all that type of shit. But I like to hear notes and melodies. A lot of the new shit is just like ambient noise and drums. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, great example. Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, yeah. That's like all their shit is now, dude.
Well, I know, but like they're...
They used to be fucking...
Super technical they used to be.
Yeah, technical as hell, very hefty.
Yep, now it's more of like this... Weird.
Well, they kind of birthed this genre of pop metalcore.
Yeah.
With bands like I Prevail and shit like that.
I Prevail's
like,
not that bad, though.
I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm just saying it's a more kind of produced, I think, accessible form of like this metal that might have some screams and heavy tones, but it's not like, you know, it's not hardcore. It's not fucking metalcore or death metal or anything like that. It's just...
Have you heard of Beartooth?
Yeah, Beartooth's good. Yeah, I like Beartooth. A lot
what
of
about Houndmouth?
I haven't heard of Houndmouth.
Houndmouth?
There's a band called Sharptooth that's got a chick vocalist that's fucking sick, dude. But I think they just broke up.
Well, Houndmouth is kind of like a... A Day to Remember kind of...
Yeah, sound. I was never, you know, everybody was into A Day to Remember, so there was like a bunch of their songs that I listened to and enjoyed well enough, but I was never an A Day to Remember guy, you know what I mean?
I liked them.
There's certain bands
their
I
shows
like,
were the shit.
I like the singing, screaming dynamic when there's more screaming than singing. Like, I like a Devil Wears Prada, Under Oath, where there's a lot of screaming, yeah. And then some, like, singing on the chorus or backup vocals. The, like, mostly pop punk, but then with some breakdowns and screaming, wasn't my flavor. But, you know, talented band, liked enough of their songs, can play a couple on the guitar. But,
We Came as Romans, man. I've been...
We Came as Romans? Yeah. They were badass.
Yeah, dude. I've been listening to them a lot lately.
Yeah, them and, one of their guys died here a few years back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think one of their vocalists or guitar players... Let me ask you this, dude. This had just come to my attention. That's they got $1.99 footlongs at Sonic right now. They're a quarter pound. I don't think you need that much to make it a foot long and a quarter pound.
That's a lot of food right there.
You buy four of these bad boys, okay?
And that's
$8. That's a pound of hot dog.
Well,
and
it's also does
four
it count
feet
the,
long.
Does it count the chili or does it? It's not 4 feet long.
If they're a foot long,
oh yeah, yeah,
a quarter
yeah, yeah.
pound
yeah, for sure.
That's 4 feet a dog, dude. But that's approximate size. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but is it weighing the hot dog itself, or is it the chili and the cheese as
well? I think the chili and the cheese are the biggest portion of the weight.
Yeah, because chili's heavy.
Oh, yeah, it sits heavy.
It does. It does. You ever had chicken chili?
I recently saw... Oh, I love chicken chili. I love it. White chicken chili.
Yep.
Fucking love it, dude. Yeah. I'll pour a can of the Hormel chili. I'll just open the can up and eat it right out of the
Is
can
it chicken?
Without cooking it. They got Hormel white chicken chili. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought good. They just had the red can with the...
I cracked the can. Got a little pull tab can.
Oh, you don't even heat it up. You just eat the shit.
If I'm at work just trying to eat and go, I'll just eat it raw out the can because it's pre-cooked, you know. You're just heating it up. I'll pour it in my ass. I'll just skip the middleman, you know. Skip the whole digestive.
Yeah, you don't want to heat it up and then pour it in your ass.
The whole
you
point of
burn
eating
the inside
is
your ass.
The shit. So I just pour the soup directly in
and
my ass.
And skip the process.
Yeah, skip the middleman. Skip the digestion. and just... I recently saw a picture of, what's the lead singer? Corey Taylor of Slipknot.
Yeah.
Without his shirt on. He got something going on with him. I want you to go ahead. This is the last time I want you to look at your phone, because I've seen you itching towards it the whole podcast.
No.
But I want you to look a picture of him without his shirt on and tell me if there's something weird going on with his neck. No hate, whatever. A lot of respect for the guy. He might have some kind of a condition. But he's got a very bulky neck. Do it shirtless.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor shirtless.
What the fuck?
What's going on? Can I see it? Yeah. Pull something up for me there, Roscoe, and let me see it. Yeah, right? Like, he's got a very thick neck for his body.
Yeah, like, his arms look skinny.
Yeah,
or like, look at this one. Look at this one. This is a good one right here. Look.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
It's like, I don't know, it looks like he works everything out but his arms.
He's not super skinny or anything. He's got a little bit of definition, but his neck is, like, huge. No disrespect.
Apparently, like...
I push my fingers into my ass. It's the only thing that slowly stops
Hit the old purge button.
I push my fingers into my ass. It's the only thing that slowly stops the gas. If the pain goes off, I'm gonna fuck my stepdad.
Boom.
Baseball bat. Boom, bing. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Pain goes on, it's up my ass. I have to run here really fast. It seems like my dad wants to have sex with me. If you come to my house on Christmas Eve, there's one thing that you're sure to see. That's me getting plowed underneath the Christmas tree. Oh, Dad, stop! I put my fingers into my ass.
Dude, you're onto something.
I'm on parody.
I feel like you're like a new age Weird Al.
I could be. What if I did hardcore parodies?
Yeah, you'd be called Weird Al. Or not, wait, it is Weird Al, but what's it? Yeah, I'd call you
They call me Hardcore Al.
Yeah.
No,
or just...
I'd be known as An Al. Not The Al, just An Al. So you could call me Hardcore An Al.
Bro, it was kind of weird all. Because speaking of Weird Al.
Cat, quit scratching.
Do you remember, and I know you've probably been to a couple shows here, Iroquois Park.
Yeah, dude. I saw Bright Eyes there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's random as hell, because Iroquois Park's right in the middle of the hood.
I know, but no, they had Bright Eyes there. Matter of fact, interesting side note, Bethany, one of our good friends, was flying on an airplane to go somewhere. I can't even remember. I think it was school-related when she was in college. Happened to be...
Wasn't she overseas?
Yeah, I don't know where she was
going.
She
went to, like...
She went to Hungary and somewhere else, but... I don't remember where she was flying. Point being, she sat next to the tour manager for Bright Eyes, who was like, yeah, oh, you live in Kentucky? I'll get you fucking tickets when we come to town. She hits me up. I know this Bright Eyes show is happening. Me and Doug are about to drive there and buy tickets at the gate. She calls me up, and she's like, hey, I got tickets, and, you know, if... the dude will meet me when I get there to give him to you. You might be able to get backstage and meet him. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to do that, but got the tickets for free. Got to go in the show. It was a good time.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was good. Sam was there, Sam Morris.
Oh, she went to the concert too?
Yeah, just ran into her there.
Really?
I ran into Chris
That's random.
Riney at the Danzig concert.
Yeah, you told me that.
Chris Riney and Lori.
That's that a very... Cool. Oh, Lori too?
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Dude, when we went
Don't
to
they
the...
have a kid now?
No, they don't got a kid.
I thought they... did
I'm not
somebody
sure.
had a
not
kid
that I know of, but
he's still with Lori.
When we went to that fucking Falling in Reverse concert, I saw all kinds of people from Carrollton there. Dude,
I haven't seen, I remember because Lori lived across the street from me on Highland Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together. We were all in band together. I used to hang out. We used to play music at Chris's house when we first started jamming and shit.
Dude, they've been together for like 15 years or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, I remember when they started dating. But yeah, we ran into him there. That was cool. It's always cool when you run into people you know. I went to I think the last concert I went to was that Mars Volta concert.
Yeah, I was kind of upset about that because that's something that I would want to go see too.
It was fucking sick, dude. It was awesome.
Did they play what was the song?
It was all of D. Loused in the Comatorium. So it had like Citratic, ESP, Inzeratic, or whatever the fuck it is. They also played like The Widow.
What was that one song? Because Mars Volta does. They do a lot of like.
Yeah, get on your mic, dude. Quieter in hell.
They do like a lot of the Spanish. That's the Mars Volta, right? Or is that Dinosaur Jr.?
They have one song called like Viva La Something or Other.
Yeah,
that
one was dope.
That was mostly Spanish. And The Widow had some Spanish in it too. Yeah. That was a big song.
They're from Texas, right?
From Texas, yeah. Do you remember the Drive-In, their original band? That's the band
I remember them.
Fucking really into. But the Mars Volta loved them too.
Do you remember Lost Lonely Boys?
Oh yeah, dude.
They were pretty good. Yeah. I thought that they kinda like
Heaven Can Wait or
Heaven Ain't So Far Away or something
like that. Isn't So Far Away. That one?
No, what is it?
Because I think that's like a hair metal song.
That it is. What the fuck was... I know what you're talking about, though.
Here, Roscoe, man, won't you look it up, dude? Pull it up, Roscoe. Matter of fact, Roscoe, sit back down. Google Lost Lonely Boys. That's all you need, dude. Google that up. Heaven. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It was called Heaven.
And I think they're from Texas, too. They were like Chicano pop rock.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy. They remember
were good,
El Nino? They were like a Mexican metal band that was kind of big in the era of nu metal.
El Nino? No.
My work, as part of our Christmas gift, gave me a nice hefty bottle of Special Select Woodford Reserve. Very nice Kentucky bourbon. I myself don't drink. David's sipping on it, though. Let me smell that. I can smell it from here.
It smells like corn.
God damn, dude. It smells like corn and oak. It's fucking...
It's nice.
It, you know, it's not as, like, pungent. That's, like, the
it's
thing
you get.
It's
not like... it's smooth. It's not like the...
It still tastes like alcohol, but it takes... The better shit, the higher quality shit has less bite to it.
Yeah.
This, even in the smell.
Yeah,
it's
this
like,
doesn't, it's not like a
not
bottle
offensive.
Of, you know, fucking Jim Beam or nothing.
But, that, goddamn, dude, it'll light up your insides. But, yeah, it is, it's nice.
Enough.
I mean, a lot of Special Select runs like anywhere from $40 to $60 a bottle.
So the
it's
double
not
oak?
Pappy Van Winkle, or it's
oh,
not
no,
a cognac,
no.
or a fucking imported
or
scotch.
Jefferson's, you know,
but
Jefferson's.
Kentucky bourbon is Kentucky bourbon is fucking. It is top notch. Woodford Reserve. I used to live in Woodford County. Just drove through there on Friday. They make some high dollar shit. I've drank it before. It's a nice little work. They showed out. They gave us a decent little bonus check. They gave us a Carhartt pullover, sort of fleece thing. And the Woodford Reserve, couple little things of candy, a tool bag. You know, I ain't complaining.
If you guys, just so you guys know, if you have any ATV needs.
Oh, no, don't mention where I work on here. we won't do that.
No, if you have any ATV needs, just
blow
Google,
it out of your ass.
Just, yeah, yeah, blow it out of your ass or throw it away.
Who can afford an ATV, dude? They're fucking expensive.
Hell yeah,
I've looked
are.
At... Everybody in this area where I live used to just be downtown, but now there's all these golf cart paths that allow people that live on top of the hill to drive around and get down here and shit. Everybody in this town has golf carts or street legal ATVs.
Well, yeah, but
ATVs.
I think it's mainly because of like all the summer events that go on down here, like the regatta is where I see most of the golf carts.
I love my mopeds, but it is nice like to drive the kids around, shit like that, have a golf cart.
Yeah,
you know, Aria is getting to the age where
a razor.
Here in the next couple of years, I'm gonna give her that purple Honda Express I have. It's fucking the most reliable bike I got, and let her start learning to ride on it.
How
I mean, she's ridden dirt bikes and four wheelers and shit. She's ridden on mopeds with me. I've ridden her on the back of my bigger bike, my Honda CT, the Passport.
Yeah,
it's I've ridden her on the back of that Gorelli of Andrews too. Your fucking phone is blowing up, dude.
It's a group chat at work.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff going
on.
So
nothing
there.
Important.
No, nothing that I got to deal with. I'm on leave.
Nothing national security-wise.
I actually muted it, but for some reason it's still... I'm
still
getting,
popping off,
yeah.
Dude. Popping raw, dude. I mean, it's really beef-tailing over there.
Yeah.
That's a term we use in the industry.
Let's just say Marines do dumb shit. But I don't have to deal with it because I'm not there.
You're not there, dude. You're on fucking PTO right now.
Yeah, I'm on paid time off. I'm always on PTO, bub. I make like 25 cents an hour.
All day, every day?
All day, every day.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah, like, my check is set in stone. Like, my monetary value is the same every check.
But don't you still only have a certain amount of days you're allowed to fully take off?
Yeah, so
leave
you...
time.
You accumulate 2.5 days per month. So, for 2 months...
Is that all this is?
Yep. That signal chat right there.
I'm just trying to make it not vibrate. Check this out. It is off. You have your whole phone on mute.
No, it'll still vibrate, but I can turn it off.
Oh, it's just, I didn't know, man. It's fucking crazy over there. Are they in the middle of war?
No, they're in the middle of dealing with Marines doing dumb shit.
They're
like
probably.
It's literally babysitting grown men.
Headed over to the Middle East.
No, they're not. Nah.
Nah, dude, they're probably in California.
They're in California not doing a damn thing. Half those fuckers are too fat to even deploy.
I'm stoked to come out there, dude. 1 month away. 1 month, month and a half, roughly. Be coming out to California for the first time. Yeah, it's going off, dude. I don't know if that's picking up on the mic, but his phone vibrated a little over 47 times in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, no hate towards you, buddy.
No, I know.
I wish people texted me. No, I don't.
No.
I don't mean
that. It's nice not having anything going on, but if there's nothing, like, if my phone's not going off, I feel like there's something wrong.
I mean, I like talking to who I like talking to, but if my phone's going off too much, I'd rather shellac all my pubic hair off than deal with that.
Well, I mean, it's going to be really weird for me when I get out because I know that, like, it's not going to be like that, and I'm so used to it now because every unit I've been in, everybody's got a group chat for the platoon, you know, like, that's the way we pass, like, word to the whole platoon, so.
I hate group chats.
I do, too.
I try to avoid them. I'm in two. I'm in one with the band. It's not super active. People send when they do music shit, and then I'm in one with Andrew and Bethany.
Well, you're in one with us, but that was for your wedding, but we don't use it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the one with all the groomsmen for the wedding, and that's dead now because the wedding happened. I think we're going to do either a 5 or 10 year anniversary party where we rent that place out again just for like a weekend, have the gang all come in again, party out, mushrooms, alcohol, weed, you know what I mean? Did a couple lines, yeah, split an E-pill, right, no big deal, smoked a bit of crack, weed bit of crack.
Pop Molly, I'm sweating.
None too, hey, popped a Percocet, got straight to fucking, you know what I mean? Absolutely. I'm off of it, dude. Fentanyl patched me into the federal government. I'm getting ready to overdose on busting nuts, dude. I'm out here fucking. I am the slut, dude. I don't need to bang a slut. Anybody that bangs me is now a slut because they're banging the entire human population. I'm the Santa Claus of sneaking in people's houses.
You're the Kris Kringle
of fucking them in the ass, dude. Every single father in this neighborhood. I've snuck in their house at night and stuck it between their cheeks at the very least. If they were clenching. A lot of people who snore clench their ass when they sleep. That's one of the reasons the airflow is bad. Causes them to snore. Their ass is clenched too tight. So I'll just slide it between their cheeks.
just slide up in there, huh?
Yeah, because I think it really, I'm giving a gift unto the community.
You provide a service.
Yeah, and helping people recognize. You ain't shit. I'm in your house. I'm in your ass. You know what I mean?
You're not only taking, you know, you're not only, you're taking their dignity. You know?
They're talking about, oh, dude, he off that fent. He on that dust. He on that other shit. Only fentanyl you need to worry about is fentanyl this dick up your ass, dude, because it's happening, son. It's happening. Recognize. Hey, game recognize game, and when I'm sneaking in your fucking house at night, spreading your butt cheeks, that shit look unfamiliar, son. That shit look motherfucking twisted in the twilight, but I'm getting between it. Getting betwixt.
Betwixt in the buttocks.
They don't call me Bud Fuggler for nothing, dude. I'm the Hamburglar of fucking ass. Look out for me, dude. I'm in your supermarket.
You're the man burglar.
I'm in your local library. I'm in your local florist shop, man. I'm in the furniture stores. I'm in the hardware stores. Ready to pounce. Ready to prowl. Fuck ass in the streets, dude.
Scream it from the rooftops.
You find me out there in a parking lot.
How would you?
Hot dog, get your hot dog. They come over. Oh, dude, hell yeah. Ice cold glizzy, dude. Warm summer day. Fucked in the ass. Got him. Oh, dude, you're 6'4", 250 pounds, all muscle, hopped up off
that
my
means
fucking
you got
creatine
a big
and animal hormones. I'm inside of you, dude. I'm working your ass like a puppet, dude. My dick's doing motherfucking acrobatic maneuvers up in that butt. I'm nasty, dude. Never classy, always trashy. Born in the trailer park, and I need a place to park my trailer. All right, this thing's an 18-wheeler, and it's a fucking 18 and above squealer. You know what I mean?
With the biggest mud flaps.
There's a straight edge, all right, dude. All right. We're getting after it.
Hell
we
yeah.
We passed it.
Hell yeah. You're past it. You're taking care of business.
Every day, dude. They say taking care of business in a flash. I'm taking care of business in that ass. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm open for business. I'm in the business of fucking ass, and let's just say business is booming. It sound like a motherfucking subwoofer bass blasting speaker when I'm thumping up on them cheekers, dude. It's disgusting.
Booty McClapperson over here.
I'm trying to bring the all. I left all prison mentality behind. Okay, but the only thing from prison I'm trying to bring to the streets. It's sneaking in people's rooms at night and mucking them in the ass, dude. That's all. Only other man. I would never. Sexually assaulting a woman is preposterous, dude. I would never do such a thing. But a father of six.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
He's earned
it. The choice is yours.
We can't do it the easy way. I won't bust unless you struggle, sir. Okay.
Dude, you're describing rape.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you
are. I'm talking about providing a service to the community. And what I'm doing is leveling out people's masculinities so that they don't become psychopaths.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
No, dude, you gotta earn the right to churn. You know what I'm saying? If you're making nutter, I'm making nut butter. You want almond or peanut, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Spread them, dude, and jam or jelly. Guess what the difference is? I'm not gonna jelly my dick up your ass. That's all there is to it, baby. And now we on that. We on the other shit. Hey, dude, let me ask you something. You're familiar with seafaring vessels. What do you know about a gravy boat?
What's that?
It's a fucking big ass ladle. Like
oh,
a
yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Thing.
I thought you were saying, like, talking about something else.
No, I'm talking about a little dish you use to serve gravy out of.
Yeah.
Imagine that's full of my semen I've been saving up for 6 weeks, and you're asleep at night, right? I sneak in your house, and you're sleeping on your stomach like a fool, like an idiot, tied up to the bedpost, four corners, cheeks, gorilla tape, spread wide fucking open, taped around the whole bottom of the fucking mattress. Just, and I'm not getting in you, dude. I'm not going to put my body inside of your body. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this gravy boat. Let's move on, dude. Let's move on. I don't advocate for anal rape of any kind, dude. I really don't.
You got to finish that, though.
All right, well, what I do is I take the gravy boat and I put a little bit of it, dude. Barely the tip, just enough so that none spills. And I put that in your ass. Now, your fucking sphinctorial wall, dude, the amount of tissue that makes up your sphincter from open air to inside the ass is like a little less than a centimeter. So I'm putting about, I'd say, a centimeter and a half of the tip of this gravy boat, dude. And it itself is only probably a centimeter in diameter. Directly up your asshole, and I'm pouring my seed unto you. Okay, but it's in your butt, and you don't have the reproductive organs to get pregnant anyway. All right, you're a father of 2, 3, 6.
I mean, even if you're a woman, you can't get pregnant from anal.
You could if you poke your dick through the wall that separates the butt and the vagina.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, sticking your, like, wiping your ass and fucking your finger.
Putting your finger through the hole.
Yeah, no.
Put through the toilet paper into your butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've all done it. We've all had to poop at Walmart, and they give you goddamn wrapping paper.
Tissue
paper. Tissue
paper
that's fucking toilet paper, and not only does it just obliterate your ass and give you abrasions from being so rough.
We call it that John Wayne.
But your hand goes right through it. I got to layer it up, dude. I need about enough that the princess and the pee could sleep on it and not feel that pee. That's how much I need. Because I'm not risking it, dude. My fingernails are too long. I get a fingernail through there, dude, I'm scratching my entire asshole.
It's like a bald eagle fucking swooping down from the sky, just fucking with his talons.
I do apologize to the public for how much of this podcast has been about shit and anal rape and scratching your ass with a long fingernail. But, you know, we've talked about other things, music, contemporary culture.
I know. I feel like it's been very diverse as far as like the topics.
I've been having a very sanguine time.
Very sanguine? Yeah, what does that word mean to you?
I don't know. I think it means, like, leisurely. I also think it has something to do with blood.
Yeah, it's like a vampire thing or some shit, right?
Yeah, dude, you suck blood and bust nut. What if you were a vampire but you had to suck nut and you came blood? But you didn't have to, you couldn't, matter of fact, it didn't work if you sucked it out of the dick. You had to bite into the testicles and suck it, harvest it right from the source.
You could. It's like biting into a fucking piece of fruit with
like a nectarine, like an orange, and just sucking the juice out.
Yeah, with the skin still on it.
Yeah, that's what they would have to do. And then it gave them sustenance, and then they'd go out and just cum blood all over chicks. That'd be pretty cool, dude. Write that, like... Stephanie Meyer. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like that those books were kind of like the vampire version of 50 Shades of Grey, just way more PG.
Dude, imagine
Bella
this.
Bella was a whore.
Imagine this, dude. You're living in a rural area, right? You're sleeping alone at night in your farmhouse. You're fucking dead asleep. You just worked your ass off out there in the fields all day. So you barely notice when a fucking pale figure slinks in through your fucking open window and pulls your fucking trousers down. And you only get startled awake when you feel his fucking razor-sharp fangs pierce directly into your testicles. Okay, but he looks at you and he, like, hypnotizes you and he's like, you don't see me sucking your testicles. Go back to sleep. And then you pass back out. Okay, you wake up in the morning with two fucking bite marks on your ball bag. And a business card.
Oh, damn, a brown recluse bit me again in the balls.
Well, that's what you think at first. Damn, dude, what happened last night, dude? It was probably just a spider bite. Then you feel between your ass cheeks, and there's a business card tucked in there that says, Love Count Dracula. You're like, what the fuck? You go and see your fucking wife in the other room. You haven't slept in the same bed in months. She's covered in blood. You think something's happened to her. She's like, nah, dude, I fucked this vampire. This is his cum. He came blood all over me. And you're like, well, dude, he sucked nut out of my bag. So who's the gay one now? You know? That's what's going on.
What would you call this? It wouldn't be a vampire. It'd be a manpire.
It could be, they could be like a, they'd call them sack suckers. You know? They'd have all these names for him, but it would be basically a vampire. Really, that's more like a succubus. But think about this, dude. It's only male vampires.
Well, succubus is a female, like, demon.
Yeah, that sucks. They'll suck a man's seed out through his butt. Or they'll seduce a man to steal their seed because there's some essence of them in it. But anyway, and then an incubus seduces women. But what about if, in this world, only men can become vampires? And so they don't have any vampire women to have sex with. They have to have sex with human women. And the human women are always like, why are you coming blood everywhere? You know?
And then they get pregnant.
And they get pregnant off blood, and it's a demon fetus.
Yeah.
That shits hard candy, and like he's... peppermints and stuff, and comes blood.
What the fuck?
You know, I'm just building lore here, dude. I'm just expanding on the
you're starting like a new like
headcanon,
like a fantasy universe. Like another...
You guys can have this if one of y'all wants to write this book. I'm giving y'all all the lore you need. Okay, your main character in the first one, dude, his name's Sacula, Count Sacula.
Or Count Succula.
Opening scene, dude. You're in a fucking, you're in a small German village, dude. It's modern day, right? So people got cell phones and shit. But it's like, yeah, you know, but it's very small. Most people are some sort of farmer, right? And you see this, like, character, this pale, kind of gaunt fellow hanging around under a street lamp as the sun goes down. Cut to this, like, farmer going to bed, you know, in his house. And he just goes in there and sucks his sack clean off, you know, fucking chews on his nuts, gobbles them up. Dude wakes up. He's like, what the fuck? Where's my testicles? Then all of a sudden he finds this fucking business card. Count Sacula took that them balls, bitch. And he's like, I don't even know what to make of this. His wife's fucking pregnant with sextuplets. Every one of them.
Sactuplets?
Huge fat dick, you know. They drop babies, vampire babies when they're born. Born with giant, insanely large dicks, dude. They shrink as they get older. Well, that's the curse of the vampire, of living forever. Yeah. Every 100 years, your dick shrinks an inch. But you're born with a 14-inch long dick.
What if every 100 years, your dick grew 4 inches?
If every 800 years, your dick grew 4 inches?
100.
Every 100 years?
Yeah, and say you were 1,000 years old.
Well, dude,
that's
34
inches,
now.
Dog. Could you imagine a 40-inch dong?
So, 66 years from now, my penis will be 7 inches long. Hey, how's that sound, ladies? When I'm 100 years old, I'll have a 7-inch long penis. Ladies. Who wouldn't want to bang a wrinkly old man with a
7-inch long,
sized, pretty good sized dick on him? You know, nothing to write home about, but pretty good.
Some people are into that, man.
I wish I had a 7-inch long dick, dude. I wish I had a 4-inch long dick. Mine's 12 inches long. It hurts. Nah, dude.
Does it hurt?
Reminds me of them. They said them foot-long fucking hot dogs, dude. Those looked about 6 inches to me. You know?
I don't know, man. On that TV screen, they looked like they were about a foot long.
Nah, dude. That looked about like 3 or 4 inches.
What universe?
Man, Texaco.
What if it was like in the metric system and it wasn't a foot?
I always measure my dick in the metric system because it sounds bigger. They're like, how big's your dick? And you're like, oh, 14. You don't tell them it's centimeters.
Yeah. You whip down your drawers and they're like, oh.
No, my move is to always just play it down like, dude, it's tiny as shit. Dude, I'm embarrassed by it. It's basically a micro penis. Then I pull out a pretty average sized
hog.
And they're like, oh, damn, dude, this will actually, this, we might be able to accomplish something here.
Yeah, a little baloney pony, you know.
Now, usually you're having to ram it in the butt and do a bunch of clit work with the right or left hand, but gets the job done. I'll eat butt, whatever, dude, whatever needs to happen. I'm getting after it. I'm making it work. I'm living my best life. I'm living La Vida Loca, honestly. Ricky Martin, dude, Ricky Sharton, you better keep it clean while I'm down there.
I'm pretty sure Ricky Martin does eat butt.
For sure. Who doesn't eat butt these days? You're down there. What's going on? You know what I mean? Me? I don't eat the butt. I just sneak in the house at night and get in it.
And just act, you know.
What I like to do is I'll literally bend myself backwards to fit as much of my dick as possible into someone's ass. I like to tuck a ball in. I like to see if I can thumb a ball up in there. Wedge my, like, anchor myself in by the balls.
There was a meme going around where this dude stuffed his balls up his ass. And then he pushed him out.
Reminds me of that show Mansers on Spike TV. They would always do shit like, can you fart so hard your balls explode? And then they do like a bunch of scientific tests and they're like, nope. Turns out the only way your balls can explode is
Mansers,
if you
that's
explode.
With Adam Carolla, right?
No, that was the man show. Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
What was Mansers? Who was
Mansers that? Was just like a random Spike TV show like Thousand Ways to Die or fucking the craziest ancient warrior. What? Who are you texting, dude? Your dad?
I'm not. I'm trying to find this fucking meme.
Oh, the meme of this dude with his nuts up his ass. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Roscoe, can you see if we can find that? Picture of a dude with his nuts up his ass. See if we can find that. We got it right here. All right. It seems. Is this a video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hit retry. It's not doing
something
it.
Something went wrong.
Yeah, something went wrong. It was probably removed from the internet because it's a video.
It's funny because
up his ass.
The video is, or it's funny because the caption on the video is, here's the video of that guy shitting his balls out of his asshole. I gotta find it, dude. That shit is fucking wild.
Yeah, see if you can find that for me, dude. I really would. I'll be honest with you. I'd love to see it. That sounds like just right up
Tom Segura, a.k.a. Mr. Ladybug. So today I saw a video of a guy who had stuffed his own balls in his in his ass. Then he pushed them out like they were beads.
That's a elastic sack, dude. Could you imagine if Count Sacula got a hold of that dude's ball bag? What if Count Sacula went to drain this dude and he had
dude,
to
fish all these
his nuts?
All these captions are funny. It says guy shits his balls out.
What if he had to fish his nuts out of his ass before he could suck on them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair.
Fuck no, it wouldn't. It
wouldn't be fair to the ball sucking vampire.
I gotta find this, bro.
All right, man. Well, you take your time. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by the dude who shit his balls out of his own ass. He called in. He said, hey, it's going to be hard for you to find the video, but I want you to know I'll pay you $7,000 to sponsor this episode if you just mention the video.
There's another, dude, I'm laughing at the captions. It says, ever see a guy poop his own testicles out of his ass?
Well, open the page. I want to see it. This dude sponsored the episode. He paid $7,000 American cash for us to watch his video live on the air. He sponsored this video.
Some dude commented and said, how much do you stretch before something like that?
Have you found the actual video?
I'm trying to find it, yeah.
Here's the thing, dude. I'm like one of the world's best Googlers, so I'm going to have it fucking found
it won't,
before
like
you
like, for
even.
Some reason, it won't fucking...
Guy shits balls out of ass. No, this... video just says guy gets the shit kicked out of him. That's not what I'm looking for.
How do I search shit on fucking Twitter, dude? I've never used it. Oh.
Alright, how about balls up ass? Dreamy shoves balls up his ass. Tuesdays would be better if you were balls deep in my fat ass. Yeah, this is just chicks shoving anal beads up their ass. Which, you know, God, I mean, God bless them. God bless every single one of them. But I can't find it. Balls in.
Dude,
own
there's one there's
ass.
There's one thing on here that says how to get your balls in your own ass. It's like a tutorial.
When your ball. Oh, here you go. There you go. There you go, there's a guy shitting his balls out of his own ass. Pretty decent sized hog on him. Huge stretching fucking testicles, dude. Massive. Wide asshole. Stays just flared open at well after the balls come out.
Oh, there's one on here that says man ejaculates out of his anus for 2 years before seeking help.
Okay, alright, well.
Oh, it's called bean bunging.
Bean... No, it's not. It's not.
Yes,
and I'll
it
never
is.
Call it that. I
it's
refuse.
Called bean bugging.
What, when you come out of your ass?
It says, for a gentleman who inserts his testicles into his lover's vagina or anus, push your testicles in along with the penis.
Okay, once, that I'm into.
Once fully inserted. It's called bean bugging.
Well,
can you imagine
fun.
You go home and you're like, hey, babe, you trying to get bean bunged tonight?
I'm trying to put
I'm
ball
trying to
in.
Bean your bung.
I'd really just love to slip a ball in. I'd like the force. I'd like to thumb it in there.
And nothing else, just my ball.
I would really enjoy if we could get it nice and slippery down there. And I could just force. I want it to hurt my testicles. I want you to squeeze. Kegel squeeze on.
Guy pushing anal balls out of his ass. Huge gape.
I'll go scissor position and put just the balls in if I need to. You know what I mean?
Do you know the gooch is the most neglected part of your body?
Not for me, dude. I mean, speak for yourself. I read my gooch a book. I take it to Sunday school. I put glitter on it. Well, what do you reckon, dude? You think that's a long enough podcast?
Yeah, I gotta fucking find this damn video. Oh, there it is.
We're about $1.45. Well, it's the same thing I just showed you. Oh, his are really long. Dick not as big on this guy, though. He does have a better ass. And that'll about do it, folks. This has been the Obscure Curio. David, anything you want to tell the people?
Try not to go fuck yourselves too hard tonight.
I disagree.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we'll see you next time. Skiddly bebop.
Bean bunging.